Information about when and how to use the following meditation, along with a written transcript of the practice, can be found in the book, The Mindfulness Solution, Everyday Practices for Everyday Problems, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. Please feel free to tell others how to access this recording at www.mindfulness-solution.com. But please do not independently reproduce or distribute this copyrighted recording without permission. Thank you.
This meditation will take about 25 minutes. We'll begin with a few minutes of breath awareness practice and then move into loving kindness meditation. So find a comfortable posture with a more or less erect spine. Your eyes can be open or closed. And begin to notice that you're already breathing. And simply bring the attention to the breath in the body, wherever it's most obvious, perhaps at the tip of the nose, perhaps with the rising and falling sensations in the belly. And begin to follow the cycle of the breath through full cycles from the beginning of an inhalation to the point where your lungs are relatively full, back down to the point where the lungs are relatively empty, and a new cycle begins. When you notice your mind wandering, becoming hijacked into a train of discursive thought, just gently bring your attention back to the sensations of the breath in the body. It doesn't matter whether the breath is short and shallow or long and deep. We're just practicing awareness of whatever our present experience is with acceptance. And now, allowing the breath to be a little bit more in the background, we're going to begin repeating silently to ourselves loving-kindness phrases. These are designed to evoke a sense of friendliness or acceptance. But as with all of the different meditations we've been doing, whatever arises, we try to welcome, so that should there be paradoxical responses in which you feel things other than friendliness or loving kindness, try to welcome those as well. There are many different phrases that can be used, and you can choose for yourself whichever ones work. I'll offer a few here. This also can be directed first toward yourself or toward another, but in this practice today, we'll start with ourselves. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free from suffering. So just repeat silently to yourself these phrases. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free from suffering. Let the silent phrases be your object of meditation in the same way that your breath was previously. So if the mind wanders from the phrases, just gently bring your attention back to them. And see if you can feel in your body and in your heart the sentiment of the phrases. So may I really be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free from suffering. An alternative set of classical phrases, and you can mix and match these, is may I be safe, may I be healthy, may I live with ease, It'll take a little experimentation to try on one set of phrases, another set, or to modify these to fit whatever your particular circumstance is. If you find yourself stuck in a particular kind of thought pattern or difficulty, you can add phrases to address that. For instance, may I be happy? May I be peaceful? May I be free from suffering. May I learn to let go. May I accept whatever comes. May I have the courage to face my fears. May I be forgiving. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free from suffering. Once you hit on a set of phrases that seem to fit for you, try to work with just them for a while, rather than changing from phrase to phrase. In another phase of this practice, we bring to mind a benefactor, somebody toward whom we easily feel friendliness or loving kindness or appreciation. This can be a friend, a family member, somebody that you know in the world. Or it can be a spiritual teacher, or even a mythological figure. Living or not. So it could be Jesus, the Buddha, the Dalai Lama, or your best friend, your spouse, anyone for whom you can readily feel an appreciation and a sense of loving kindness. And then direct the same energy toward them using the same phrases. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering. Or perhaps, may you be safe. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And try to hold the image of your benefactor in your mind as you direct these wishes or intentions toward them. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering. And once you've worked with generating these wishes or intentions toward a benefactor, you can begin to expand it out to other people in your life. And this can be another person who is having particular difficulties at the moment, or just somebody that you know well. Again, friends, family, members, co-workers, it doesn't matter. But begin to expand it out to someone else. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And if you like, you can try expanding out these intentions or wishes to a larger group, perhaps a number of family members, or people who are around you now, or a group of friends, a group of co-workers. And imagining the group in your mind, may you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering. and then you might expand this out to a larger group. People in a community that you're part of. May you all be happy. May you all be peaceful. May you all be free from suffering. And you can send these same good intentions or warm wishes to perhaps the whole city that you live in, or a county, or a state. May you all be happy. May you all be peaceful. May you all be free from suffering. And you might extend this out to all the people on the planet. May you all be happy. May you all be peaceful. May you all be free from suffering. And finally, we can extend it out to all sentient beings, every living thing that can experience pleasure and pain. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free from suffering. And we'll close this with the bell. And listen to the sound of the bell from the beginning of its ringing until the sound has trailed off into space and can no longer be heard.